Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Count up the 10 greatest Seattle Mariners of all time and the most dangerous states with your guess is as good as mine. In the meantime, our question was there, whether it was good or not, what did you witness you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK. A couple more comments. This is a pretty good one here. Guys, I was in Munich, Germany, about 5 years ago. Was walking back to my hotel when I hear Eye of the Tiger playing loud in the middle of the street.
Of course. It's the German way.
I turn around, and there's a guy jogging and running on the opposite side of the street.
No way.
He's being followed by a guy on a rickshaw. That's got a big speaker on the back seats. That's where Eye of the Tiger is coming from. So silly and simple, but actually made me laugh out loud when I saw it.
Hey, man, it works. You know, hear the song, you want to do something.
Yeah.
No matter how cheesy
it is.
Well,
the guy in the rickshaw has got to be running. So he's actually pulling a rickshaw with the speaker. He's the one getting in shape.
I was thinking a bike rickshaw.
Oh, maybe.
You think he's running?
I was going to say.
I feel like everybody's worked out to that song at least once. You're working out, even if you're working out for the first time, it's like, you got to listen to music. I feel like that's the first song that comes to mind.
Just go Eye of the Tiger. It'll work.
When's the last time you saw a man running a rickshaw?
Never. Never. Indiana Jones? I don't know.
I just assumed he was on a bicycle, right. Too.
Have you ever seen an Amish buggy with a family? That was a wild one for me. I've only seen that once, and it was just like, wow.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Eastern Pennsylvania is different than Western Pennsylvania. So, like, I never really went into the York area that much or the Lancaster area.
Didn't miss anything.
Central, I've been into Harrisburg and all that north, but just not into the traditional Amish areas.
They are everywhere. And, like, when I was a little kid, I was like, oh, man, that's kind of cool. Because you're seeing a horse and buggy. As an adult, it's like, get the F out of the road.
I've stopped into many Amish. The stores are amazing.
Yeah.
Their food is great. They make furniture, all that stuff. I've been in those.
The Amish stores are great.
I've just never seen an actual horse and buggy.
My cousin worked
at one. At an Amish store?
Because technically they're not supposed to use electricity.
Right.
So some of the storefronts, they will hire local like teenagers to work with the Amish kids and run that stuff.
Hmm. Okay.
Feels like
so it's like DMX. No, I cannot use this electric drill, but I can hand it to my homeboy over here, and he can use that electric drill.
There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Could they use batteries? You know what I mean?
No.
So that's the whole thing now, is that some of them are using solar power kind of tools and stuff. And like,
where's the line?
Right, where's the line? So I'm with you. Like, you're sending teenagers down on a bus, and it's like, we put a partition in between the men and the girls and the boys. Like, sure, but you're also running a business. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like, I was talking with some people yesterday about the LDS, right?
Mm-hmm.
Church of Latter-day Saints. And when they have that soaking.
Oh, yeah.
What is
you guys have heard of this?
How do I describe it?
It's what the new kids are doing. So they're simulating sex by basically doing 3/4 of what it takes for sex, holding position, and sometimes your friends can shake the two of you
and
to then get the sensation.
So you're in there, but you're not moving?
Correct.
And then your buddy comes up and just gives you a butt jiggle?
Which I say is BS.
Oh, my God.
You show me 2 18-year-olds sitting there. Like, come on.
No, man. No.
So they're naked.
Yes. They are naked. They are connected.
Imagine the train is in the tunnel, but then it just stops.
Okay, right. I thought they were still close. Like, look, man. Sorry.
No.
They're going to happen.
Yeah.
But that, so wait a minute, you're telling me the loophole is, okay, listen, I did not have sex with your daughter.
Right.
We were naked. And then my buddy came up behind me and shook my hips for me.
Because my whole thing is, you know, God, big on loopholes. Like, oh, shucks, you kids got me again.
Right. That's what he does. Heaven's open for you. You got me.
Doggone it.
I didn't predict that.
Pulled the wool over my eyes. Come on, gang.
Couple more. Ric Flair, guys, got pants at a WWE event in Boston. I had the privilege of being front row. Everyone saw his old wrinkly man bees and the other stuff, too. But the bees, man. I didn't know they hang that badly when you're that old.
But the bees, man.
The bees.
I can't get it out of my head.
Ric Flair's bees. Ric Flair's still around, right?
Yeah,
he's still around. Okay. Right.
He's still in Florida.
Of course. If he's alive, he's in Florida. Yes.
Every wrestler is. February 26, 1995, I had the privilege of seeing Pantera in their prime with three badass openers. I think I might have seen Pantera Lollapalooza, maybe? Were they on that bill?
Did they play a Lollapalooza?
That would be the only way that I saw them. I don't know if they did or not.
I'm not saying they haven't, but that rings no bells to me.
Primus maybe is who I'm thinking of with a P.
They're very similar, yes.
You know what I'm
Primus
saying?
And Pantera.
I'm just trying to think of that because I went to two of them. The first two back.
One of the tours we went to, we didn't go together, but we went to the same tour. That one definitively at Primus.
Okay.
Alice in Chains, Fishbone, a couple other bands.
That was two.
Tool, Rage Against the Machines. That was a pretty solid freaking lineup.
Right.
But yeah,
because the first one was
Primus.
Ministry and Pearl Jam and I believe the Chili Peppers because they came out with the light bulbs on their head.
Of course.
Remember,
if it's an outdoor festival, you must legally hire the Chili Peppers to play.
That's fact.
That is 100% correct.
There was a span, I swear to God, like 12 years. You'd name any music festival that is outdoors. Chili Peppers. I'm like, but they weren't like touring. I'm like, so you guys just wait for the summer and play outside.
And I've seen them at an arena.
I've seen them indoors, yeah.
Which is cool, but you're right, man. Seeing them at a summer outdoor concert, but you're right. Like, just any radio station that had a concert, they'd show up and play it.
And it seemed like it didn't even matter the format. It could be the Wolves saying, we have the solid country lineup. Special guest, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys, because it's outside.
While in nursing school, I had to observe a live birth. Standing to the side, I'm just supposed to be watching. Baby pops out, quickly followed by the placenta, which hits the floor along with more birthing juices. The placenta hits the floor, not the baby. Fluids splatter onto my shoes. The look I guess I gave my clinical instructor was of shock on my face. So she motions for me to leave the room. That's when I knew I would never work in L&D. Is that labor and delivery?
I guess.
Labor and delivery.
Okay. I drove home barefoot. Bought new fluid-resistant shoes the next day for my nursing school.
I can't imagine working in the medical field in any capacity wearing a pair of shoes that are beholden to me. That's when you get the Crocs or something that I don't care about. But, like, there seems to be juice involved with everything. No matter why you go to this, somehow it just ends up juicy, right? And I don't want that on my shoes. That's why you wear scrubs. You don't put it on your favorite clothes. Like, no. Put these on because stuff's going to get on you. And by stuff, we just mean, you know, human stuff. Started
stuff.
Inside of your body.
Yeah.
And now it's outside of your body.
Here's one you can relate to.
Oh, good.
A Fairford air show crash.
Oh, boy.
Two MiG-29s hit each other coming out of a loop. One sliced the nose off the other. One crashed beyond the airfield. The other came down in between the parked aircraft. Amazingly, nobody killed in that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see
they ejected.
The helicopter crash last
in Huntington
night?
Beach?
Yeah.
That was over the weekend. Did the people make it out of there?
My understanding is that everybody walked away from this helicopter crash. And what's nuts is there's like five different angles of it. People's cell phones, just because there's a helicopter buzzing overhead. I don't know what happens. I think a piece blew off of it. But it just starts doing the helicopter death spiral. You hear people kind of freaking out. And then it crashes on top of a building. But the one thing I noticed in this video, once people recognize this helicopter is going to crash, you see everyone scatter away except one dude who's just holding his phone
straight
up.
It's like people were saying that's the helicopter used in like Airwolf or what was it?
Like
it's an identifiable helicopter.
No.
Oh, dude, like L.A. or Huntington Beach helicopter crash. It's just, you're like,
that's
Jesus
the one that
Christ.
Happened recently?
Yes.
Yeah, over the weekend.
That was terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess everyone walked away from that.
No kidding. Good.
Yeah. And again, just to reiterate something my brother had told me, you know, when he first started doing his aerospace crap, he's like, well, the average, like 747, if you were to lose power, all right, for every 1 foot drop, you've gone 7 feet forward. Something like a glider, every 1 foot you drop, you've gone 28 feet forward, right? And that's why you can land those bad boys. And he said with a helicopter, For every 1 foot you drop down, you've dropped 1 foot backwards. I was like, Jesus Christ. Crazy, like, right, crazy. You do not want to be on
You just fall out of the sky.
You can't. There's not much you can do to regain it.
No.
Whether it was good or not, what did you witness? You'll never forget, 206-803-ROCK. Couple more.
As I say, I was in Reno not that long after they had that their air crash at the air races.
Yeah.
And that was brutal.
People pass on? No?
Yeah. Because one of the guys like basically crashed into the crowd.
That's right. Oh.
And yeah. It's crazy. As I saw one of those air disaster shows on it.
Yeah.
And like the one guy, like his dad used to race in it and this and that. And they basically like convince other people like, hey, we're not racing this year. We got these awesome seats. Let's sit right here.
No.
Exactly.
Really, Jesus. Man?
Yeah, and I want to say it's like two brothers, the dad, and like the sister's husband.
Jeez.
And of course, it's the sister's husband who passes.
No.
But imagine you talk one of your brother-in-laws into going.
Yeah, come on, man.
Like,
let's just go.
Like, obviously, it's not your fault, but I feel like for a while, you're going to get a lot
bad.
Of little
survivor's guilt
from your wife's family of like, had to take him to the air.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this pipe?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Brace.
What would be the worst crowd to be injured in?
The worst crowd?
Yes.
I mean, my first thought is rodeo.
My first thought is Siegfried and Roy.
Oh. Right, because wild animals are different than mechanical. So a mechanical filly can still kill you and all this stuff, but it's your fear is a little different because I feel like if you get hit with shrapnel from something mechanical, tire blows off the car, whatever, everyone tries to get out of the way kind of thing, or you just don't know. Siegfried and Roy, or the bull jumps up into the freaking rodeo, like, this is a much different, like, shrapnel doesn't chase me.
Yeah.
Like, if I avoided the initial crash,
you're good
I'm
to
probably
go.
Safe, but those take animals.
So, so sporting events come down to two things. That would be hockey and baseball.
Mm.
Now, with baseball, you can take a foul ball off your head, right?
It's happened.
That thing might be coming at you 130 miles an hour. The ball, however, does have a little give to it, all right?
It's also going 130 miles an hour.
It's also round. It's going to do its damage, but it has no hard edges. Now, if you take a puck to the forehead at a hockey match, at a hockey game, with edges and everything else, even if the puck is only going 80, 95 miles an hour, if it clears a glass and bashes you in the forehead, my money says that hurts worse.
It does, but I'm pretty sure hockey was smart enough a couple years ago. I think they net that all the way around.
I think they do now. Yeah.
I'm almost positive they net it pretty high up there.
They
baseball,
used to not
because remember,
have
that was
glass.
The issue with baseball, wasn't even just the balls. A bat went into the crowd, and I want to say killed a girl.
Did it kill her?
No, it didn't kill her, but it knocked her out pretty good.
But I don't think some parks chose to extend the netting. I don't know that they all have.
No, I don't believe it's league wide that they have to, but I remember it wasn't that long ago, like maybe 5 years ago.
Okay.
This guy let go of a bat and it went out and the player was broken up. He was broken up
well,
about
yeah,
it for a while.
Man.
Well, same thing. This girl was like 5 years old. She was not old at all.
I remember that.
Well, and I mean that's why you see first base coaches now with helmets. As for years, you just wore a baseball hat.
Yeah.
And then I want to say in the minor leagues or something, some dude caught one off the head and killed him.
Is
and
that
like,
it?
Yeah, and they were like, put on the helmet.
Oh, my coach used to defend John Olerud all the time. He'd say he's wearing a batting helmet because he's playing a hot corner.
Right. Yeah.
Not the hot corner, but
because he wore the helmet on first base.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, fielding.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. just because how fast that
okay, look.
He also had a metal plate in his head.
I want people to protect themselves. That is understood. I love the sport of football, but guys, those big balloon helmets that some of those guys are wearing. The
Guardian cap?
Man. See, everybody's giving those things grief. They don't look that bad because they got the covers on them.
They look ridiculous. But okay. Aside from looking ridiculous, and I want to say Ed Reed, former Ravens safety, the NFL got pissed off at him because he just spoke the truth about it. Because they asked him about, you know, protecting. And he goes, look, I appreciate the NFL doing what they can. And obviously concussions are the big thing in that sport. He goes, but if you understand what a concussion is, that doesn't do anything.
That's my issue with that.
It doesn't, because a concussion is your body has stopped moving. Your brain has not.
Correct.
So it's like having a seatbelt, right? So your brain never has a seatbelt. It slams into your skull.
Right.
You're concussed. He's like, you put on the biggest goddamn helmet in the world. The point is, if they stop your momentum or hit you right, your brain still slams into. So he's like, I don't know if they're less aerodynamic. He's just like, I wouldn't wear it based on what it's supposed to protect. It literally does not do anything. It
Couple
doesn't
more.
Make any sense.
He says, guys, I saw Pope John Paul II say mass in person.
Cool. All right,
you saw the Dalai Lama, right?
I did see the Dalai Lama speak.
How was that?
Powerful.
It was.
Was it good? Like when you go there and the Dalai Lama's speaking, right? We know who he is, but it's now he's doing this event. Like, what's the vibe? What's he?
You know, peace, love.
Okay,
I flew in here last night, right, and boy, are my arms tired.
That was a delay, right?
He just have to do it.
He's not a comedian.
Yes, that was at the football stadium.
Now, could you go and get garlic fries and just bring them back? No, hold on, just hear me out. All right, the Dalai Lama.
Right,
hang on. Can I just go get a big plate of?
Do they have the same?
Can I bring two hot dogs back with me, or eat a whole bag of peanuts while he's doing this?
The main thing I remember is that if you had taken upon yourself to maybe pregame the Dalai Lama,
which I love,
at Sluggers. When you walk in with your friends, nobody else will be speaking in the entire stadium besides the Dalai Lama.
Oh, really? So you guys need to be quiet.
Right. We didn't really think about it because it's like
just going to Dalai Lama.
It's like a sporting event. But as soon as you walk out of that tunnel, it's like the 100 level. It felt like he turned and looked at us.
Like, why are you late?
Yeah. And it just was so awkward. You realize, like, I just never been to an event like that. It makes sense now.
Sure.
That, of course, people are just going to sit there quietly.
Did you wear your Doc Martens? Did you show?
No, but they had, like, little bracelets you could make for the people next to you and stuff. I wore that for a while.
But you can't go get garlic fries and just come back with a big plate of
Miles,
and
I don't remember if they had concessions. They must have had something.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, how many nachos?
I got like a 22-ouncer garlic fries. I'm sticking out.
I mean, they must have been serving something. Because even at my nephew's graduation, was at George Mason's basketball arena, they didn't have them all open, but they had a couple of them open just to like sell water and like snacks.
Right. That's when you get the
That's
most.
That's not
ridiculous.
A bad idea.
You get the most
college graduation,
thing.
High school. How big was this? Because college graduation
there was like 600
long.
Kids in this class.
Oh Jesus!
It was almost 3 hours. The over under was set at 246.
Oh, see, like if God. They had the hot dogs, they have the Sounders match. I get like one of those 2-footers.
Yeah, the match.
Just bring it back down. Like people looking.
Go ahead, do your thing.
I'm sure the Dalai Lama is like a vegetarian. I'm sure all those things. I got a 2-footer and a thing of garlic fries.
Watching the Dalai Lama.
The final concert the Grateful Dead ever gave in California. Another thing I saw. Ted, Grateful Dead fans will say that the Sphere was one of the most memorable Grateful Dead shows that any Grateful Dead fan has seen. Even with Jerry, they go back to all that stuff. They said that was a moving experience.
Unbelievable. The first time just catches you off guard. And again, a couple Bud Lights. Like, we were not, like, altered.
Yeah.
And that place just blows your mind. Like, you got to hold on because you think you're going to fall.
Really?
Then the second time I went was... Yeah,
were you altered?
I won't say. It doesn't matter, but it was. Yeah, it was.
But you were ready. You were ready for the experience.
I was definitely ready. Okay. They came out with Terrapin Station. I'm a terp. It was pretty cool.
Wow. Okay, guys, I saw a formation of UFOs in the summer. About 7 other people with me camping saw 2.
All right,
you saw one.
I saw one, and it freaked me out.
Here's another. At the zoo, and a lady was having a very touching moment. With a chimpanzee to the side of me, between the glass. They were both just reaching out with their hands on either side of the glass, while everyone said, "Aw." Now, as I turned my head from the side, directly in front of me was another chimp, who took an S in his hand,
oh,
and then wiped it on the glass for everyone else to see.
There you go, bitch.
Then proceeded. Then
I
proceeded
like that. To touch that.
He's not done. Then licked it off.
No. Oh! They don't care, dude.
It's the G.G. Allen of the primates.
It is, man. Jesus. Like I've seen videos of gorillas that'll just lay one in their hand and just eat it like a duck on
really?
Snack. Yes. They don't care. I don't know if they can taste it. I don't know if they can smell it. They don't care. They go for it.
Guys, a bullfight in Spain.
That's so gross,
it's disgusting.
Dude. I mean, like this morning, I washed my hand twice because I had to brush my teeth.
Right.
But but I was like, I feel gross. I just pooped.
Yes.
Saw a live bullfight in Spain. Bloodiest thing I've ever witnessed. None
That's
of the bulls lived. They were dragged out of the arena by a heavy-duty truck.
I don't believe they're supposed to, and it's not exactly a good death.
Oh, the ones in Mexico, I don't know if they let the bulls live or not.
I thought
do they always die?
I thought it was like Gladiator, and they pre-stab them.
Mm. Okay.
Oh, really?
They might.
I think
Would
so,
Would you
dude.
Want to take on a bull?
Well, to make him angry, to get him ready to fight.
That's the whole thing is that it's a fight.
To wear them out a little.
I'm sorry. If it's a fight, there needs to be a handful of matadors that go down from this thing.
I agree. It's just that it's a bull.
And guys, a guy didn't realize I was walking behind him. So I'm behind him. I'm about 20 feet or so. He's 20 feet in front of me. Inspects a fast food container that is on the ground. Mm. Opens it up and ate whatever was left inside.
Oh.
Then keeps on walking. And the last thing you witness that you'll never forget. Guys, seriously, I saw someone propose at an Outback Steakhouse.
Well done.
No rules.
Get it.
I'm guilty of drunkenly eating off somebody else's cart at a room service.
Walking by in the hallway?
Yeah.
What, did you lift the lid?
What was it?
You know what it was. There was like four chicken wings.
Damn straight it was.
I got back to the room where other people were. They're like, where'd you get that food? I was like, oh, there's a bunch of wigs outside. They were like, that is so gross. I was like, I'm not bad.
Your guess is as good as my count of the categories include the most dangerous states in the United States and your Seattle Mariners. And we've got your emails coming up next to the men's room at KISW.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.